The Bow Valley, I think, a little bit heartbroken today with the news spreading of the loss of Robson Moser, one of the most renowned mountain guides in Western Canada, and of course, a Bow Valley local. You know, I've personally been having a hard time with this one this morning. I didn't know the guy personally. I knew of him, of course. But, you know, the fact that he's got a wife and a kid who's about Ben's age, and just, this one's really hard.
Really sad news. Moser, the Moser family, like, this is a name that's synonymous with where we are and why we live here. Mountaineering, hiking, skiing, climbing, everything that we love to do, Hans Moser pioneered in this area. And Hans passed away in 2006 after a cycling accident. But yeah, Robson, 44 years old, doing what he loves, out of Sorcerer Lodge near Golden, preparing for a tour with people the next day. He was with a guide in training, and the avalanche came down. It buried him under a meter and a half of snow. He was found in 30 minutes, but couldn't be resuscitated.
Yeah, he was wearing his transceiver and doing everything right, but I mean, it's the danger of the backcountry, and that's one of those sad, unfortunate realities that people who go into the backcountry sometimes have to face.
It made me really think about mountain culture and how we lose people in these types of accidents while they're doing what they love. Does that change it? Does it make it easier to mourn the loss of someone if they're doing what they love here in the mountains and living life the way they chose?
Right.
I think the answer is loss is loss.
Yeah.
Part of the process of grieving, I think, is how someone passed away.
Yeah.
The fact that he was out there living life exactly how he chose to and how he was raised.
You know, I think years from now, as his friends and family can look back and say he died doing what he loved. But right now, it's pretty raw. It's pretty new, and it's very sad.